And I'm happy to tell you we are sponsored by the Chevy Silverado HD. Experience life in HD. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. Several years ago, a new kind of vending machine started showing up in Chicago, something called Farmer's Fridge. And the first one I saw was in the Hancock building.
Yeah, that's right. We actually had one in the gym there. It's probably still there.
Luke Saunders is the founder and CEO of Farmer's Fridge, and they are all over the place now.
Yeah, we have over 250 fridges in Chicago alone.
And all over the country, too. Airports, office buildings, hospitals, and more.
So the whole idea for Farmer's Fridge is to make fresh, healthy food as accessible as a candy bar. And we do that by making fresh food every day and then delivering it to retail stores, automated smart fridges, and people's homes across 42 states.
And the idea for all of this? Well, Luke says it came from his previous gig as a traveling salesman.
I was driving 1,000 miles a week. There was really nothing except for fast food and gas stations. And I had this idea that if you could get fresh food into a vending machine, you could put it in more places, it would be more convenient, like all the locations you just mentioned. And all that would be required is basically rebuilding the supply chain from scratch. So we actually started in the shared kitchen on the west side of Chicago. Since then, we've scaled it up and we operate in a large food manufacturing setting by Midway Airport.
The vending machines are wrapped in a distinctive earthy, farmy, wood-like exterior. And while Farmer's Fridge is known for salads in a jar, it also sells wraps and bowls, yogurt, and more, all in the $5 to $9 range. And there's recycling.
There's actually a jar return right on the fridge.
And food that does not get sold is donated to the community, which is part of Farmer Fridge's DNA that really shined when the pandemic shut down hospital cafeterias.
We raised money to donate meals and partnered with hospitals to provide meals for frontline workers.
Yeah, giving back while the pandemic was taking away.
We lost about 87% of our revenue in 2 weeks, but then got all of it back within a few months because we had added those new channels.
Luke Saunders, founder and CEO of Chicago's very own Farmer's Fridge. From the farm to your belly, today is National Panini Day and National Raspberry Tart Day. That's the business of food on 720 WGN.